Welcome back to Johnny's Garage. Continues this video about Alfa Romeo Alfa Sud. Yeah, consider that this car was just an economic car. Economic car, as we saw, to grow up the market phase, market sector of the Alfa Romeo for people that could spend less money compared to the Alfetta or the other cars, Giulietta and other cars more expensive. But even if we were talking about a car that should have been cheaper, we had a mechanical solution really interesting. Really interesting because the boxer engine was beautiful. Beautiful for its performance, for the balance of the weight, and for the noises, for the position. It was in front of the wheels, so the balance was perfect because in acceleration, the weight increased the weight on the frontal axis wheels, so we have more traction in a period where the electronics was just before coming. And another really interesting thing was the brakes position. The disc brakes were not on the wheels, they were just on the differential, just in the central part of the car, so outside of the differential axis. So you have all the weight balances in the middle of the car. This solution was used in the Jaguar E-Type, was used in the Lancia Aurelia. So cars that was 2, 3 times, 4 times more expensive than that car. And in fact, one of the most interesting things is to reflect about that in that period, in the 70s, the competition were still about engineering of the car. So it was important to suggest to the audience something that was interesting about real value or research of technical solution. So the competition were not about the LED screen or something that was just some lights inside the car. It was about the performance and the technical solution of the car. Yes, it was a period where were really important the iron, the steel, the part solid car of what the machine was made. And that was really interesting because the competition were about that level. So if we today consider to look for a mechanical solution like that, we should research about in car more and more expensive, or we don't found at all. Because I don't know if today there is a car all the world that has the same solution, technical solution, in any kind of level of price. So we have the something that today made the car all more similar to each other. In that period the car were really different, even on the in that market level, the compact car, you could look for solution really different. That car was a front wheel drive, okay, but boxer engine, longitudinal engine, because the boxer was made longitudinal, so the axis of rotation was on the axis of the car. Brakes inside of the car, so that was better because the position of the brakes was in the middle. So the weight were in the middle of the car, but even the wheels were lighter because you don't have the disc on the wheel. So if the wheel bumped on something, it was faster to come back on the road. So to have a lighter wheels is good. It's good because the movement of the wheels are faster going up and down. So what solution for a race car? But that was not a race car, it was a common car to use on the movement inside the traffic. I know that someone of you could say, well, but if you use the car just a commuter, you don't need the solution. Maybe I agree with you. But we have lost that kind of competition between engineer teams to develop something always better, even in performance. I know that that car, for the 95% of the car, were not used on tracks, it was used on daily road, but was just some kind of identity of the brand, identity of the teams that was in the back of the brand, and maybe identity for the client, for the customer that say, okay, I choose that car, not for the lights that I have inside on the dashboard, but because the mechanical solution is expression of a team of reserves that was based on competition. Even if I use a daily driver, even if I always go maximum at 50 miles per hour, that's not the meaning, but the meaning is to have something that is really meaningful for performance in a period where not electronics. Remember that in that moment the electronics was maximum the sparking attention, but everything was mechanical, carburetor, everything, gears, transmission, brakes, ABS were before coming. So it was a period where the sophisticated part of the car was the engineered part, and it was really interesting because from that base was born even the coupe series, that the Alfa Sud Sprint, that was different in the body shape, yes, was lower, was more compact, and was even better in weight distribution because of being compact and lower, the weight still were lower, so closer to the road. And that is amazing because that car had many evolution. The engine started from 1.2 liter, increased to 1.5 liter till 1.7 liter in the Alfa 33. But in the GT Sprint, that is the coupe version of the Alfa Sud, was maximum 1.5 liter in the original version. Was sold at 105 horsepower, and in the Quadrifoglio Verde, had a lot of development in the aftermarket, so garage, so people increased the power a lot of that, and was amazing because that car could have a so balanced, so good balance that could have a fighting on the tracks with a car that was more expensive, bigger in the engine, and maybe more, I don't know, bigger as a structure and even bigger as a brand at the back. So that was the good story of that car. That was a car with a lot of passion and sentiment in the back, concreted in the engineering solution, solution that was affected overall, and this is not a good thing, about the need to save money, to save money to sell that car to the people at a good price for the competitor. That's why the car had some problem about the rusting of the body, and some other problem about the interior that maybe were not so high quality as a German car. And this is what affected maybe all the Italian production in a somehow, in some way. But this is the thing that now make the car so interesting, because at the moment that car is really interesting for the engineering solution, for the performance that it had compared to the other car. This is almost the red line that connect all the Italian car brands. So research for a good solution, engineering solution, but sadly they have to fight with the need to save money. So there was some time, more than some time, not as good material as it deserved that engineering solution. So yes, the better always the Italian had in their mind to have the Italian engineering, and maybe a realization from the philosophy of another country, maybe German or United States, so to have the fantasy and the will of trying of the Italian engineer new solution, but the good quality of other market. So I think that today the only car brand that has the same technical engineering research, the variation of solution and the high quality, maybe are the Japan cars. The Japan car now, Japan brand, car brand manufacturer, has a so good material and solution in engineering and realization, and they have the will of try as at the Italian brand in the 70s. Okay, let's come back on the Alfa Sud. So I hope you enjoyed this video, and we will have other development of this good car, and subscribe to my channel, PS Guy, thumb up. Thank you. Help me. Bye.